This is the theme from the Star Trek movie, the first Star Trek movie. It was written by Jerry Goldsmith. Some versions of it have that little Alexander Courage theme from the TV show, but this one doesn't. It is played by Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pop. This is the theme of the Doctor Who series on TV.
Thank you. The movie 2001: A Space Odyssey was an amazing piece of cinema conceived by the team of Arthur C. Clarke, a British-American Sri Lankan writer, and Stanley Kubrick, a movie producer and director. Based on a short story by Arthur Clarke called The Sentinel, it was a unique futuristic movie that was remarkable because it seemed a lot less fantastic than most science fiction movies. In fact, it seemed almost like a documentary. The music score commissioned by Kubrick was being written while the movie was being shot, and Kubrick wanted some temporary music to go with the rushes to give the team an idea of what the movie would be like. In the end, they liked the temporary music selection so much that they never used the commissioned score by Alex North. Mr. North was understandably devastated by this move, but that's what happened. This is a wonderful piece by Giorgi Ligeti called Atmospheres, which was actually used in the movie. That was pretty strange, so let's go back to play something a little more familiar and traditional, but solemn and grand to fit into the theme of space. The vast openness of space has a special feeling to be removed from petty squabbles and our usual preoccupations. But it's nice to have music in a familiar musical language. Someone once said that Mozart's greatness was in conveying human experience, humor, romance, perfect agreement, disappointment, fear, and joy. Beethoven's greatness was in conveying his attitude towards the world and society. In short, what it felt like to be Beethoven. From Beethoven onwards, this trend towards expressing a very personal outlook was regarded very highly. But for Bach, this same commentator says, And it was stated by John Elliott Gardiner, but I don't think it was an original idea originated by him. But anyway, He says that Bach's genius was in conveying the wonder of the universe. Some of Bach's work was praise of God and at the same time marveling at the beauty of creation. But here I'm going for something grand but very human, the overture to the orchestral suite number 1 in C major. This is played by the Bach Festival Orchestra, conducted by Yehudi Menuhin, the great violinist and conductor. These overtures all have the same structure, a grand formal entrance parade, followed by an agitated fast section with lots of counterpoint, and then for closing, the grand promenade again. This is a small orchestra, the Bach Festival Orchestra, with modern instruments, but by that time they had become very enlightened as to how to play the music of Bach, so it's a modern orchestra but playing very authentically in style.
Thank you.
To end, here is a strange piece by a musician called Tom Johnson, who is very interested in mathematics. He has a privately published CD called Music for 88, where he explores various mathematical phenomena using the 88 keys of a piano, starting from multiplication all the way to fractals. Now, this is the one that has to do, in my opinion, with fractals. It's called the Mersenne numbers, where he describes, where he plays a piece of music that starts with one note, then three notes, then seven notes, and then 15 notes, and so on. And what's the significance of these numbers? There are various powers of 2 minus 1. So 2 minus 1 is 1, 4 minus 1 is 3, then double 4 you get 8, 8 minus 1 is 7, double the 8 you get 16, 16 minus 1 is 15. So the tune goes on in a very predictable way, and it actually follows the development of something called Heiwe's dragon, which is kind of a little geometrical figure which doubles in the number of cells that it has each time it regenerates itself. And this music would be ideal to describe, to play in the background as that little figure keeps developing. So anyway, here is the original Tom Johnson Mersenne numbers piece of music. I'm going to try and get this working on MIDI, which might be a little bit more steady in its rhythm and in its clarity. Anyway, here it is. Here's Tom Johnson.
Marin Mersenne was not a great mathematician, but he was important in the 17th century, and he's remembered today as the discoverer of the Mersenne numbers. A Mersenne number is just some power of 2 minus 1. 2 to the 5th power, for example, is 32, therefore 31 is a Mersenne number. The music that follows starts out with the first Mersenne number, 1, then expands into a melody of 3 notes, 7 notes, 15 notes, 31 notes, and so on, following the series of Mersenne numbers, to 63, 127, 255, up to 511, and then back down again in descending order. The melody follows a formula which makes it about twice as long each time, and which gradually raises it higher and higher on the scale. 511.
It's Rocket Man by Elton John.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. On such a timeless flight, and I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh no, 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 I'm a rocket man, rocket man, burning out as fuse out here at home. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man they think I am at home. Raise your kids. In fact, it's cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, just my job 5 days a week. A rocket man, a rocket man, and I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me round again to find I'm not the man.
And that brings us to the end of today's show. This is Archie, and you've been listening to Archie's Archives on WXPI FM 88.5 in Williamsport, and broadcasting in William, Lycoming and Clinton counties. Please consider becoming a member if you listen to our program frequently, and please become a member and listen to our program frequently if you don't. So, hope to see you next week. It is Archie saying goodbye.